Blog Talk Radio.
Just tuned into the Hour Show.
-10.
And it is a biggie. It's your boy Journey Gray. I want you to settle in and experience some hip hop.
I'm tap dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, Man Cabbage, packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Blazing, ghost writing, striking lightning. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm Poseidon. When I'm writing, took the score of my life through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Found freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is the gift, and the time is the hour. Seducing seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming, lightning bullets in the hundreds. In Chicago in the summer, from some youngins in the Hummer. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King when the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this trilogy. Plates bring the realest on the show so you can feel it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we commute through your stereo.
This is Journey Brave, and you are now tuned in to the D Hour Show.
Double play. The forever freestyle double play. This is just free. We freestyling forever.
the forever freestyle double play. I got two freestyle hits for you guys tonight. And if you are a hip-hop artist and you got some freestyle songs that that you recorded and you want to get it in the forever freestyle double play, just make sure you email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. Also, if you're a singer, R&B singer, gospel artist, and you would like to have your music played on the show, you would like to be interviewed on the D Hour Radio Network, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. dhourshow@gmail.com. And if you have a business, if you have a website, you would like to advertise with the net with our network, all you have to do is email dhourshow@gmail.com. We will be more than happy to definitely advertise your business and let everybody know what you got going on and what you're doing right here on the network. And again, you know what I'm saying? We going down tonight. It's going down. I got my girl Ray Cole in the building. Ray, what's good?
Same old, same old. Just left my girl birthday party. Came home and, you know, got ready to go on there.
Oh, left the how was the birthday party?
It was pretty good. You know, I had some salmon. It was all right. Like, it wasn't all that. But, you know, it was fun to be in the presence of, you know, of my friends. So.
All right. You had some salmon. The salmon wasn't good?
It just looked raw. Like, I mean, we were at, like, an Italian restaurant. I'm like, is this supposed to look raw or smoked? Like, I was confused. So. But it's all good. It didn't taste that bad.
Well, I know. I think a lot in a lot of situations when they smoke a lot of fish, for the most part, they consider the smoking process a cooking process. So it may have been cooked to a certain point. I know when you're dealing with fish, a lot of times, you know, people say that you shouldn't cook it too long, or it doesn't taste. It, you know, it tastes pretty bad if you cook it too long. Same thing with vegetables. I don't know, and you see that in a lot of schools too. When they're cooking the vegetables for the kids, they overdo it. You know, they overcook it, and it's like if you want kids to like vegetables, if you want them to get all the healthy nutrients out of vegetables, you really can't cook it for a very long time. I mean, actually, all you're really supposed to do is maybe steam it for a couple of minutes.
Right.
I mean, it tastes better raw or maybe slightly steamed. So, I mean, that's the only way you're really going to get all the healthy
parts of it.
I guess I was just
expecting something else, and when I saw that, I was like, what's going on there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, sometimes they try to, you know, sometimes your friends try to sneak one on you and be like, oh, yeah, try this out. You know, I remember, you know, one of my Hispanic friends a long time ago, I remember I used to go to his house all the time and always, you know, his mom was always cooking something. Something was smelling good all the time. So one time they were making this stew and they asked me if I wanted to stay. And I said, at first I didn't, you know, and I was just like, no, I'm good. And then I was like, well, you know what? I said, okay, I'll have some because they always wanted me to try something. So
all right.
I had some of the stew and the stew was good. I got to give it to him. The stew was good. You know, I was like, damn, this is really, really good. And it probably would have been better for me if my friend didn't tell me that the meat that was in the stew was cow tongue.
Oh, you should have just left it alone.
I probably would have been a whole lot better if he wouldn't have told me that, because I really don't like eating nothing that's tasting me back. I really don't like that. I don't like that, people. I don't like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm eating something that's tasting me back? No, I don't like
it.
Lick
you, no, thank you.
Exactly. I can't care too much for that, you know. So, but NBF Saturday, ladies and gentlemen, D Slate, Ray Cole in the building, our boy Mitri D will be in a little bit. And just make sure you guys don't go nowhere. We're going to play some hits right now. When we come back, we're going to be getting it in with the Gecko Brothers, the sensational new hip-hop duo on the scene, Wrecking Shop. We're going to be getting in with those brothers in a few minutes. Right now, we got some hits for you. It's my man Casino Red with She's Bad Out right here on NDF Saturday. Let's go.
Street and tricky. bigger than a snicker. With the type of body that makes you want to take a mental picture. Use your photographic memory to play it later. And think about the many ways that you don't play up. Body had so many curves, I wanted to hold on. Reach out and grab her like I'm King Kong. When it comes to that stone, you can't see that. I mean, literally, homie, you can't see that. It's like looking for a needle in a haystack. You start to wave from the top, you might not find your way back. And now tell me you don't love that. Treat her like a light turner, oh, you wanna plug that.
Nothing like my heart, she's better than your routine. Treat me like you know just how we do.
Yes, she's super bad, homie, she don't need nothing. Louis, Fendi, Gucci, Prime, she don't need nothing. All she need is a thong and a birthday suit. Have them throwing dollars like it's a birthday suit. And I ain't mad at a little mama on her grind. Yes, she fine, but she make a player respect her mind. So I keep it 100, in respect the time. Make a drizzle look stuff, get it wet one time. I ain't gotta make it rain for her to see me. I'm live like a TV, flat screen HD. So while you're at it, go put that thing on repeat. Bring it back slowly, and drop it down on me.
Nothing like my
home,
she's better than your music. We like you know just how we do.
Sexing on you, sexing on you, sexing on you, sexing on you, sexing on you. RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Yeah, welcome back, Indie Up Saturday, The Hour Show, getting it in, your boy D. Slate, Ray Cole, we in the building right now, playing the hits, all the independent up-and-coming artist hits, you know how we do it on Indie Up Saturday. That was One Chance with Sexing On You. Before that was my man Casino Red with She's Better. Doing it like that, got my girl Ray Cole in the building.
Hey.
My man Mitri D must be still in that Burger King drive through. I don't know what's going on with that brother. Get out that drive through, man. Get out that drive through so you can get to work. But
he need right a hamburger. Now,
you know what I'm saying? He's trying to have them do it his way. I know he's trying to tell them to put it on like regular bread and peel the side off of it. He wanted to seem like he had home or something. Come on, man, just get a Whopper and drive off, man. Get a Whopper and drive off. It's time for us to kick it off right now, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for us to introduce our first guest for tonight. I've listened to the music. I've played their music. I'm telling y'all right now, these brothers got some hits. They got some joints. And we're definitely going to be getting it in with them tonight. Tonight we're going to be doing an Indie Up Saturday, The Hour Show world premiere of their new single, Internationally Known. And we're going to be definitely giving you guys a little taste of that tonight. And without further ado, I think it's only proper to introduce the brothers like they definitely need to be introduced. The Gecko Brothers are a duo. a lyrically skilled, multifaceted Harlem-born and raised artist who have an undying respect for hip-hop as a culture and an art form. Namely, they are Priest Forever and John O. Aside from having written and produced tracks for several established recording artists, Priest Forever is also a favorite on the college radio and mixtape scene. His lyrical intensity landed him a spot as a finalist in the VH1 Hip Hop Honors Freestyle 59 competition. A former DJ, producer, and MC for the legendary KRS-One, Priest was also one of several producer artists chosen to compete in the MTV Hip Hop pilot Chopping the Wax, and is also the co-host mix show DJ for WHCR 90.3 FM's Equilibrium Radio. John O made his mark in the hip-hop arena with the release of his debut single, The Underground, on Mercury Records. Since then, he has released several mixtapes, including 2002's The John O Album. John O is also a recognized actor, having starred on several television shows, including ER, The Practice, and Hell Date. John O can also be seen co-starring alongside Academy Award winner John Voight in the major motion picture, The Legend of Simon Kajur. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm The Hour Show and NDF Saturday welcome to the brothers, Priest Forever and John O of the Gecko Brothers.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. What's going on, brother? How's everything with you?
Hey, hold up, Pete. Before we even start, man, give it up for that bring in. Come on, you gave us the whole rundown just now.
I forgot about half of that stuff. I was listening to it like, oh wow, yeah, actually we did do all of that.
I gotta bring it to him, brothers. I gotta definitely let everybody know, because I'm gonna say, man, y'all music, I'm feeling to the utmost, man. And you guys produce the type of hip hop music that I've always loved and adored, man. So I definitely want to thank you guys for keeping the hip hop scene and keeping your music real to the realest, because you know some of the new stuff that's going on right now, I gotta say I'm not feeling a lot of it, man. But you guys keep hip hop true to nature, and I can definitely appreciate that. So much thanks, and definitely big props to you guys, man, for creating the type of hip hop music that you guys create.
No, absolutely.
Well, thank you, man.
I mean, you know, we definitely appreciate all the support, and thanks to you who give artists like us an outlet and a platform and a venue to be heard, because without that, it doesn't get out there. You know, there's a lot of people out there who say, well, I don't like what I hear right now, but there's so much more hip-hop out there that you're not getting to hear. And without platforms like this show, you know, the mainstream would never get to hear them. So definitely thanks to you as well, brother.
That's real. But the thing behind it too, man, with what we do and us promoting, definitely showcasing and promoting independent and up and coming artists, man, is the fact that, you know, artists like yourselves and a lot of other, you know, independent artists, man. I think I've also heard, you know, major artists say this, you know, a lot of that we had on the show say this as well. There's a lot of independent artists, man, and even up and coming artists who sound better than some of the major artists you hear on the radio, you know. So I think that they definitely deserve to have an outlet, and you guys deserve to be heard like any other major artists being played on the mainstream radio.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, John, you want to go ahead and speak to that one?
No, go ahead, Pete.
No, I was just going to say I agree with him. You know, you got to understand this music industry is it's interesting. It's a tumultuous time because so much is changing about how it has been versus what it's becoming. John and I both have been signed to major record labels. When we set out to do this project, we said it was something we didn't want to do in terms of signing with a major record label because we wanted to be free to handle things a certain way. And for us, you know, I've told John this a lot of times, I'm having more fun creatively than I have ever had over the span of my career in this music business doing it this way. So it's a great time for independent artists to get out there and get heard. The hardest part of it is just getting heard through all the other noise that's out there. You know, and you know, artists have to define success for themselves and understand that you can be a successful artist. John and I both feed our families doing this. So we've been able to be blessed to go out there and grind independently and maintain. It can be done. It can be done, and it is being done by not just us, but a cavalcade of artists. So it's out there.
No, that's real. Absolutely. Let me ask you this question. I'll pose this question to John. You know, talk about, you know, when you think about, a lot of artists, and I know a lot of mainstream artists that are going independent and forming their own independent labels, and I think that's so important because it gives them all the creativity and even all the revenue that's coming into their music and everything that they're producing and creating is going their way, and you really don't have to share it, you know, with major labels and so many different entities involved in that. But I think that's so important for artists to especially established artists to go the independent route. I think that's such a great idea for them to do so, because I know there's quite a few artists. Bobby V, or formerly Bobby Valentino, even Eve herself said that she's doing an independent thing now. So I think that's really cool for a lot of artists to really go that way. But, you know, talk about the importance, because when you think about the way hip-hop was maybe a decade ago or even longer, when artists were trying to be established in the hip-hop genre, in hip-hop music, you know, you had to create a demo tape, and you had to get the demo tape out there and to producers and companies and have them listen to it, you know, to help try to get you established. But when you talk about social media now and mixtapes, you know, talk about, you know, how significant is it to get into the hip-hop business right now opposed to as it was a decade ago?
I think it's pretty important. I feel like this. In the last 10 years, I'll say 15, give me 15, there's been a lot of independent artists who've been able to, independently get out there and grind and actually hit the road and make money doing the art that they love and not having to be pigeonholed to a label. Like Pre said earlier, him and I both were signed to labels back in the 90s, and I know for myself, it was a great thing, but it was hectic because they always wanted me to be like my label mates. Oh, why don't you make a record like Black Sheep? Why don't you do a record like Black Moon? Why don't you get this person on this single? Why don't you do this? And that's cool because those guys were hot at the time and it would help. But it's like, yo, I want to do this my way. I want to be able to get on here and say the things I want to say. I don't ride in the same lane as Black Moon or Black Sheep. I do my own thing. And the great thing about independence with a lot of, like you said, Eve and all of that, it gives us the freedom to do what we want, say what we want, make videos how we want because of the internet, which is a gift and a curse a little bit because you've got to go through a lot of BS to actually find some good stuff. But it gives you that independence to do what you want and say what you want to say the way you want to say it. And I think that's a great, great thing for artists like myself and those out there who are doing that. Priest and I, like he said earlier, he's having probably the most fun he's had doing music now than he's ever had because we're not confined to doing what everybody else is doing. We don't need to get Lil Wayne on our single. We don't need Drake to sing a hook. Would it be great and it probably would give us some commercial success? Yes, it probably would be. But you know what? That's not our lane. We are, and not to knock anybody else who's doing that, but we are real pure hip hop, purest of the art form, and we prefer to do and tell the stories we want to tell the way we want to tell them.
I like that.
So those out there doing it, keep doing it.
And I can appreciate that. And like I said, that's why I love you guys' music so much, man, because you guys stay true to the real form of hip hop. And like I said, not knocking anybody, you know, for whatever, you know, their craft is or however they're coming at the whole hip hop scene. But I can definitely appreciate, because you guys, like I said before, you produce the type of hip-hop that I love and I've always loved, so I can definitely appreciate that. I definitely got some really great questions for you guys, but before I really get into that, I know my co-host, my girl Ray, has some questions for you guys. Ray, you got any questions for the Gecko Brothers?
Yes, I do. How are you guys doing, first and foremost?
How you doing? We good?
Sweet. Well, I have two questions. What would you say is your most memorable moment as an artist? And also, what advice would you give to up-and-coming artists on what to expect from the business side of the music industry?
Hey, let me tackle this first one real quick. I don't know, this memorable thing as an artist, I don't want to say this moment happened as an artist. I was an artist at the time, but it wasn't me performing. But this is just probably crazy in its sidebar. One of the most memorable moments I had hip-hop-wise was like a year and a half ago. I was in Los Angeles, and Big Daddy Kane was performing. And I was in front of the stage, and he seen me mouthing all of the lyrics to all his songs. So he jumps down in the audience, and he gives me the mic and asks me to finish the last bars to Raw, which I thought was the most incredible thing, and that's probably my most memorable hip hop moment. That was dope.
Yeah, that's what's up. I mean, that's like some awesomeness right there.
Yeah, and then he got on stage and was like, "Yo, give it up for my man right here," because he knew all the words. And I was like, "Yo, I was on charge that night. I was on 12."
You say not 10, but 12.
I was on 12 right then.
Well,
wow,
hey, that's
like
what's
that.
Up. That's really cool.
Yeah, yes, indeed. I'll go ahead and take the second question in terms of the advice that I would give to any upcoming artist, in terms of the business or anything else. What my piece of advice would be to stick to your guns. You know, don't listen to the naysayers. Everyone will always have an opinion. When someone tells you something, you have to look at who. I'm sorry?
I said, you're right about that.
Yeah. You know, everyone will always have an opinion, and everyone will always have an opinion on someone who's trying to maintain a career in the music business based on their understanding of how the music business works, which is most time very far from the reality. I say to people, pursue your goals and run your race. Don't let your goals and success level be measured by what is happening with other artists. Keep your blinders on and keep doing what you're doing, and then you never have to worry about success being defined by how many spins you get on the radio or how many times your video is played, because that's just so, you know, if what you judge it on, it's so transparent. But if you're about serving the art form and making good art and being the best artist you can, you will always be rewarded. So that would be my advice.
No doubt.
Oh, I agree with you.
No doubt. I think that's important, and I hope a lot of the artists that are listening right now are definitely taking that advice to heart and truly listening to what you guys are saying, because I think that's important. And I think what that does is to go that route will also help any artist or any up and coming artist to have longevity in this business. And I think that's truly important, because you know, you don't want to be the type of artist you create some hits and you popular for a year or two, maybe 3, 4, maybe 5 years tops, and then that's it. You know, you want to be the type of artist. You want to be the type of artist that can say, "Hey, man, you know, I've been doing this for 30 years. I've been doing this for 35 years, and you're still getting the same type of love you got when you first started becoming popular." I think
absolutely.
That's what defines you.
You know, it's funny because you say that. You know, people see you when you have success, but they don't see everything you sacrifice to get there, or how long you put in that work to be
exactly
able to get whatever you get.
Exactly. Before I definitely kick off you guys' new single, Internationally Known, and I guess I'll pose this question to Priest for you guys. Talk about the album and just what's going on with the Gecko Brothers right now, and what can the fans expect? You know, what are you guys working on, and what are you guys doing heading into this year, or just into the future in general for the Gecko Brothers?
Well, we have a lot going on. In terms of that particular album, which is The Nation of Geckos, we're doing we did that as kind of a tribute. Throughout our career, we have always made it a point to pay homage and respect to all of the people who have kind of paved the way for us, whose shoulders we stood on. We did the Take Cover album, which was a tribute to hip-hop. We did From Dusk Till Dawn. And so with that, we called it A Nation of Geckos to Hold Us Back because of the fact that it was a tribute. We released it 20 years to the day of the Public Enemy album, A Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back. And we hadn't initially intended to release the album, but we had so much material recorded, we said, well, let's go ahead and put this out. We were working on two other albums, Gecko Nation and Grindhouse, both of which will be coming soon. And we've just been getting a really good response to it. So we're releasing that right now. We're promoting It Takes a Nation of Geckos to Hold Us Back. And then our next album, which will drop in June, is Gecko Nation. I'm actually here with DR, who is on the internationally known track with us right now. And he appears on that track with us, internationally known, and he's one of our family MCs here from Harlem, New York, and you know, we're just trying to put out as much material as possible. So that's what we're gonna do. That we're gonna do that. We're gonna release the Gecko Nation album next. That'll be out in June. We have also a special project we're doing titled The GBs Meet the BGs, where we took a bunch of BG songs and we flipped them, and the Gecko Brothers are rhyming on those. And then we have Gecko Nation. We've got Harlem to Houston. John O did a project with one of our brothers out of Houston, Texas, D Rose. They did Harlem to Houston. So we're going to do a follow up to that, Harlem to Houston, which will, this version will now have myself and Damian Randall on it, and it'll be like a second part of that album. We're also going to do another Take Cover album. We've got a lot of projects. John O has a solo album he's working on. At the end of maybe 2014, Priest Rebel released a solo album. So we just are trying to put out a lot of quality hip hop music. We're doing a lot of shows this summer. We're just getting hip hop back out there, man, and representing hip hop for people. You know, they make you think that people don't want to hear true hip hop, or rather, you know, what's on the radio being rap music. It's what it is. It's fine. There's enough room here for everybody to coexist. You wouldn't know it listening to what you hear, but there's enough room for everybody to coexist. And all we're trying to do is put out music for people who want to hear our sound. And there are a lot of people who want to hear our sound, regardless to what radio may tell you. So
no doubt.
That's pretty much it in a nutshell.
No doubt, bro. No doubt.
And we got a show March 19th in New York.
Oh, okay.
About the show March 19th. Yeah.
Where's your show going to be at on March 19th?
It's going to be at Shrine Music Venue in Harlem on 132nd and 7th Avenue, which is Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard, 10 o'clock. It's free to get in. By all means, if you're in New York City, March 19th, please come check out the Gecko Brothers show, because it's not just a show, it's an experience. You will enjoy it. You will have a great time. You will leave the venue feeling like, yo, I seen a real authentic hip hop show.
Right. And then it's free. I mean, most people want to charge out the butt. Free.
And it's free.
Yeah.
Yes. So. And check it out. Not only is it free, but we're giving away CDs and T-shirts and all that stuff while we're there. So you're getting a whole bunch of stuff for free.
Yeah.
I wish I was in New York, because I'd be on my way there March 19th.
That's real. But you know what I call that, guys, and I wholeheartedly respect you guys for doing that. I mean, that's just what you call good networking and good marketing, because we all know people like anything free. So, when you say free, everybody's going to show up. But by giving them, music and T-shirts and different things that you guys will be giving out. But, by giving different things like that, that's just great marketing, and that's just great networking, because if they truly, truly love the show, they're definitely going to tell everybody else to check you guys out. And that's what I like about that.
You got to give a little bit to get a lot more. Like, if you're willing to give up stuff, I think you you're winning. I mean, for real, for real. Got to give a little.
I would agree.
Yeah, we like to show support and love to the people who support us in what we do. So it's definitely a blessing. We're glad people want to come out and see us. We've worked hard to build up a fan base, and now we're at a point where we're known as one of the underground acts in New York who has a show that people will come out and see. So it's a blessing. It's a whole situation.
No doubt. No doubt. My brother Michi D is in the building with us. Michi, you want to say what's up to the Gecko Brothers? Okay, he's still eating on that hamburger.
No problem.
My bad. What's up, Gecko Brothers? How y'all feeling tonight?
What up?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right.
Why hamburgers?
Hey,
my
bad,
yo. I wish you were hamburgers, man. You know how we do.
No doubt. Now, brothers, I'm going to go ahead and kick off right now. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to kick off the D-Hour world premiere of Internationally Known by the Gecko Brothers. Guys, go ahead and introduce your song.
All right. Well, this is Internationally Known, a.k.a. Colors, featuring our boy straight out of Harlem, DR, the hip-hop chef.
DR, the hip-hop chef.
Internationally Known, right here. Right now.
Gumbo.
Let's get it, baby. Gecko Brothers. Internationally Known. Let's go.
Yeah. You wanna know how long? Yeah. It's that classic right here. Gecko Brothers. Dad Rich. COT. Circle of Trust. I'm saying. Saints of Harlem. This nationally known. Throw them colors up. You know what I'm saying? We all tell them. Go.
International pimpin' is the best, Trauma ordained, check, hip-hop back nature of the beat. Salute the God, John Yo Priest. Chunk, get your candy ass hung high. All black music, let's ride. Curtains open up, look, the Gecko Brothers.
Hey, yo, I'm locally accepted, internationally known. Whether out or abroad or just back home. You see, the Gecko gets it in, whether 10 or 10,000. 20 joints in this game, we still housing. Priest and I would like to tell all you tough guys. F***ing with us, then you will just get fried. We don't play them games that your clowns are used to. The red nose and loud colors, yeah, they suit you. Over here, Timbo boots, hoodies, no tight jeans. In the pocket, it's where I keep the green. Cocaine City, yeah, I don't buy that. It's like you, heads I fly that. Try me, if you really wanna get dealt with. Get kicked and the mics get melted. Stay in your lane, cause your chumps don't know us. DR, tell them cats who try to flow with us.
Ain't hustle since 99, I'm still straight. Beloved shine, the pinky with toothpaste. Rappers be 2K, cause they all gay. Gecko, Circle, Gang, Squad Page. DR, Common Gold, it's the catch mold. Suckers flipping, then the Common Cold. Move more records than Common Soul. Nothing very good, rap Common Gold. Eastside feeling them, Westside killing them. Clean whips, dad rich, visual. Ace of Spades, Coco, minimal. Life's a movie, fresh on cinema. Hip hop chef, live in the physical. Wake up, God, spiritual. Student in hip hop, the also lyrical. God's son, lead a real individual. Check up. International pimping is the best, Trauma ordained, check cut. Hip hop, back nature of the beat. Salute to God, John, no priest. Chunk, get your candy ass hung high. All black music, bird, let's ride. Curtains open up, look, the Gecko Brothers.
Man, listen, I love the color of money. I make it do what it gotta correct the hue to dollar green. Then I saturate the team in red bone chicken or satin sheets the color cream. With a black 6 series, the interior tangerine. This being the priest, Trump a king like the ace do. When I face you, body straight turning base like the cook up make the face do. Keep in the flow kinda similar to how ace do. Crush any stupid rapper you to tailor to taste to. They acting hard, keep telling you what they running. You really running the guard like Mace do. Spitfire Adam, how they face feeling like Mace do. Run circles around them. Even radio won't rotate you. They hate you. Chromo colored ice chain swinging and it stays out. But those who kept the touches red and blue, purple haze out. Get it? Bar and a half left. I got the blaze out. Get it? Recognize and get with it. The yard spit it. Come on.
International pimping is the best. Trauma ordained. Check cuz. hip-hop back nature of the beast. Salute to God, John, no priest. Jump, get your candy ass hung high. All black music, let's ride. Curtains open up, look, the Gecko Brothers. Pink rose, black card, colors.
Back in the building, D-Hour Show, India Saturday. That was the world premiere of the Gecko Brothers, internationally known, featuring the hip-hop chef himself getting it in right there. I was feeling that. I feel all the music. So, like I say, y'all music is definitely the type of hip-hop that I like and I like to listen to. So, it was on point. Meet you. What you think about it, bro?
Yo, I'm loving it over here, man. I'm loving it. Real
yeah,
time.
I mean, listen, we appreciate y'all sending. I actually got my man DR who does the hook on that joint with me right now. Man, I'll let him real quick. Yeah, peace, dude, beloved. What's up, man? Yes, indeed.
DR, what's good, bro?
Yo, I'm blessed, man. What's the deal?
Hey, man, thank you. Hey, I'm going to say right now, the internationally known joint on point, bro, I definitely can't wait to hear what's going on with DR and what you got coming out. And if you definitely dropping some music as well, man, definitely shoot it our way, bro, so we can get in rotation because this joint right here was live.
Absolutely, man. It's much appreciated. We try to bring you the best quality product out here, you know?
And that's what it's about, man. Like I said, you guys embody, like I said, what we like to call true hip-hop, man. And I can definitely appreciate that because I think true hip-hop is really needed right now on this hip-hop scene and this music scene in general. So I can wholeheartedly appreciate what y'all doing with it, man, and keep on giving some of these cats what I think they should be listening to when it's concerning hip-hop.
You got it, my brother. You got it. Absolutely, man. That's my man, D-R-C-O-T, right there. You know what I mean? So we definitely, we've just been blessed, man, to really have people get behind it. And, more of a movement on this particular album than with our other ones, not in terms of the fan base support and everything else, but just that people are really starting to hear the sound and the direction, and they seem to miss it. They seem to say, this is what we haven't been getting from hip-hop we've been hearing. So...
It's real.
It's a blessing. Yeah.
Well, I want to say too. I hear too. In the chat room, man. Miss Vay27. She also stated that for the March 19th album release party, she said the fans that can't make it to New York to check it out, they may be also treated to something special as well. It could be a live stream of the event going on as well.
That's something that we're working on, yeah. Oh,
that's a strong possibility. That's a strong possibility that could happen just for you, Miss V, because we know you always showing us love, and that's why you're listening. This your boy John No and Priest, and we definitely, you know, we know everybody can't make it to Harlem on March 19th. So
that's real.
Want to do something for the fans that can't make it out there. So big up to her, and I believe she's out in Texas. So big up to our people down in Texas. Big up to, you know, all those people that hold us down. Big Walk TV, you know, Rob, my man Rob, the Any Historian, all of the people that show us love and support us every time we do something. They retweet our tweets. They share our Facebook videos. They do all of that.
Right.
And there's the whole big love to the whole Gecko Nation team, street team, who holds us down, man. Because without y'all, we'd be doing this for me and Priest. We'd be like, yo, you heard this new song we did? Come listen to this. And so without y'all, it would be nothing.
Let me definitely get this. Let me ask you guys this. My last question for tonight. Really important question though. But you know, when you think about hip hop right now, man, it's a lot of the real hip hop fans and you know the true hip hop heads. Are really not feeling a lot of the new hip-hop, man, and a lot of the new artists. I think this is important for a lot of the up-and-coming artists to know as well. But, you know, some of this new-age hip-hop, because it's not a lot of positive hip-hop out right now, but some of the new-age hip-hop that's out right now, some of the new artists and type of music that they're producing, a lot of the real hip-hop fans are really not feeling it. And you hear a lot of them just talking about, you know, they'd rather listen to the old hip-hop and they'd rather listen to the old stuff. And I think that says a lot about some of the new music that's out right now. And even the question that's being thrown around is whether or not real hip-hop is dead. Do you guys think so? And why do you guys think that a lot of fans or the real hip hop heads is giving the new hip hop such a negative response.
All right, I'll let John start that one, and I'll finish it off.
I feel like first and foremost, real hip hop isn't dead. There is a lot of underground artists that make real hip hop music that the masses aren't in touch with, and that's for two reasons. One, they're lazy. Two, they're not getting. See, this is a microwave world right now. You need to be fed. Right. People need to be fed. They want it easy. They don't want to go look for hip hop. They're too lazy. They want to hear it on the radio. And you're not going to hear the Gecko Brothers on a Hot 97 or a Power 105. You're going to hear them on stations like y'all's because y'all play the real stuff. So a lot of heads out there don't go looking for it. They want to be force-fed it, or they want to be spoon-fed, not force-fed, spoon-fed it. And they gotta, if they like the Gecko Brothers, go online, Google it, search. You know, once you hear about artists that you, if an artist comes to your town, a D Rose or a Damian Randall or Gecko Brothers or Tribolo, research them and go and download their music. Go and find out about their videos. Don't be lazy and wait for people to just, hey, man, I got this MP3 and give it to you. Go find these people because it's out there. You just got to look for it and stop listening.
That's right.
Not stop listening, but just you know, hey, man, if you want to listen to Power 105 or 106 or whatever it is or Hot 97 stations, that's fine. But have an alternative because it is out there. Don't think it's dead. You just got to look for it. You can finish it up from there, P.
Yeah, John brings actually a lot of great points, man. One thing that he mentioned that I want to touch on is hip-hop people have to support. Like Miss Vay in Houston, she supports. People support what they like. Tweet it. Let people know. Turn people on to other good music. Just the way it always was. You know, that's how it used to be in hip-hop. You would hear a dope album. You would come home. Yo, I got this new Public Enemy album. I got this new Big Daddy Kane. And you would turn your friends on to it, and they would turn other people on to it. But on the other side of that, coin is, it's not that hip hop died. Hip hop never went anywhere. The radio might have left hip hop. What you're hearing on mainstream radio and what children have been fed for the last 15, 20 years has been rap music given to them as hip hop. When there's a difference between rap and hip-hop being a culture, rap being a commodity art form, you know, and a lot of what people are calling hip-hop is not actually hip-hop, but people don't have a point of reference to know and understand that. So I think clarification of the art form, just as you would separate bebop from jazz, just as you would separate rock from blues, would go a long way towards people understanding that hip-hop is not dead. While rap music may be dying and slow death, hip-hop, the culture, hip-hop, the music, hip-hop, the art form is alive and thriving. So that would be my answer to that question in terms of that. And what we have to do is support. You know, people will pay $300 to sit at the Barclays Center to see an artist who's sold platinum copies, but they may work with a friend or a coworker, or go to school with somebody or know a neighbor down the block who does hip-hop and who's a great artist but won't spend $5 to go see their show, and their show is right on the corner. And that artist appreciates you coming to their show. That artist appreciates you buying the album. Meanwhile, this dude you paying X amount of dollars to see in this big arena could care less about you and will step over your body on the way to his limo. You know what I mean? Fans have to support their local artists. I always say support your independent hip-hop artists. Support your independent singers. Support your independent radio outlets. We have to support independence just as hard as we support what's pushed down our throats every day.
That's real, man. That's real, and I absolutely agree with everything that you guys were saying as far as hip hop is concerned. And I'm glad you guys stated it that way because there is a difference between hip hop and rap. So I can definitely truly appreciate that comment as well. Definitely, man, I want to say first and foremost for myself, I just want to say, man, it was truly an honor, and it was an absolute pleasure, man, to have you guys on the show with us tonight. As far as we're concerned at the D-Hour Radio Network, man, you guys' music is going to stay in rotation. As far as we're concerned, you guys are not a guest anymore. You guys are family members of the D-Hour Radio Network, man. Everything that you guys do, we're going to support you and everything that you guys are doing, and keep telling everybody to check out and listen to the Gecko Brothers, man, because you guys embody what hip-hop is all about. And I just want to say it was truly an honor to talk with you guys tonight. Ray, you have any closing comments or questions for the brothers?
I don't have any questions, but I did want to say that it was pretty decent talking to you guys. I always love, like, the New York-style rappers, like, just the swagger and everything that comes with it. I'm digging that you guys actually want to give stuff to you see the bigger picture. And that's pretty much it. You know, keep doing your thing, keep grinding, and God bless.
Thank you. And thank you for having us. And like you said, it without you all who provide these outlets for artists to be heard, it makes it so difficult for artists to get the word out there. So I have all the respect for you guys, and definitely anything we can do to support your movement, by all means, the Gecko Brothers.
Like you said, we family now, y'all family. Y'all part of the Gecko Nation now. So y'all part of the Gecko Nation.
That's real.
Just know that when y'all see
the smooth brother with the bald head, that's gonna be me. That's walking in that nation, in the Gecko Nation. Just let everybody know who it is. You know what I'm saying?
Mitri,
you got any closing comments for the brother?
Nah, just keep doing what y'all doing, fam. Just let the world know we still hip hop still out here.
All right. Absolutely, man. Thanks. Yeah.
No doubt. You guys you guys got any shout outs, man, y'all wanna throw out there real quick.
We wanna shout out to the whole Gecko Nation. You know, Rob, Ms. Vay, I wanna shout out my man P. I wanna tag this real quick. Please, all those people that's listening, follow us. Follow us on Twitter, the Gecko Brothers, T H A G E C K O G E C K O B R O T H A S. Same thing on Facebook, same thing on YouTube. You can follow us all of those places. And I just want to shout out y'all for having us on the show, man. Because, again, like P said, without outlets like this, artists like us would not be heard. And
absolutely,
I'll pass it over to my man, P.
Yeah, man, definitely. Shouts to Rob, the Any Historian, Big Rob Management, who stays on us. And definitely, for all things Gecko, you can go to priestforever.net. You can get free downloads of the album. You can get our entire discography downloaded for free right there at priestforever.net. It will connect you to our Facebook. It will connect you to our Twitter, our blog page. Everything about the Gecko Brothers is right there. So definitely, and join the mailing list, because when we figure out if we're going to do the live stream, you'll get the information right in your inbox. So go to priestforever.net and join that mailing list, and you'll have all the information you need.
Well, I'm definitely going to Priest Forever, because so far all I have is the new album. But if the discography is on there, I'm on it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm all over it.
We got some stuff on there, man. Solo Jono. Early Priest,
I gotta hear it then. I definitely gotta hear it, and I definitely gotta get some of that music in rotation as well, man.
And it's free, no doubt.
You know, I mean, when people hear free, man, it's almost like, you know, telling people about the government cheese, man. They out there, you know what I'm saying? It's hard to make a grilled cheese with that cheese, but, you know, I mean, that's just the point. You know, they're giving it out free. It really don't matter. So when people hear free, that's all they want to hear. That's all they want. Oh, free? Oh, for sure. You know, so that's all they really want to hear. But to be honest with you guys, man, even if you guys were charging a small amount, man, I would still pay for that, because that's the type of music. Right. That's how much I appreciate you guys' music.
Well, thank you, bro. We appreciate that.
That's real. And again, man, I want to thank you guys so much for joining us on the show, man. It was truly an honor to have you guys on the show, man. You guys are welcome to come back on the show or call in to hang out with us anytime, man. Anytime you guys want to, you're always welcome.
Sure.
And we're going to definitely keep telling everybody about the Gecko Brothers and keep playing the music, so everybody will know what's going on with you guys. And if you guys got anything new definitely happening. Any new music, definitely shoot it our way so we can definitely get it in and tell everybody about you. And again, man, it's a beautiful Saturday night, man. You guys enjoy your Saturday night. You brothers stay blessed.
Thank you too, man.
You do the same.
Have a good night, everybody.
Take care.
All right.
Let's take it.
All right.
That was the Gecko Brothers, my man Priest Forever John O, hanging out with us right here on NDL Saturday, the hour show. You already know how we do it. We get it in like that. Mitri D in the building. Damn, brother, what's happening?
Good, man. Just doing the grind thing as usual.
All right, brother. So it's good to have a fam in the building right now. For right now, man, we real quick before I kick off the Forever Freestyle Double Play, you know, since we still in this hip hop, we still got the hip hop aura around us right now. Before I kick that off, I hear that Kim Kardashian and Kanye may be having a baby girl.
Oh wow!
It looks like they're gonna be having a baby girl. So it's another girl joining the Kardashian family.
Well, it's going to be a cute baby, I guess. Want to like do it.
I mean, as long as she ain't trying to have nobody else have it, you know, that's all that matters. I just want to say, man, it's a lot of, like, when you know, with the hip-hop world, it's a lot of stupid and crazy drama going on, man. I keep hearing about rappers having these beefs with each other, and you know, Chris Brown and Drake still having some tidbit issues with it. I mean, just stupid stuff, man. And then you hear, I've been hearing a lot of drama stuff going on with a lot of these reality show stars, and I'm like, it gets to a point, some of them, I don't even be knowing who they are. You know, I'm like, who is this or who is that? I don't know who that is. So it's like,
right.
I don't know, it's just a lot of unnecessary, you know, stupid drama going on, man. I just think that a lot of times it just be a lot of people trying to get their 5 minutes, you know what I'm saying, trying to get their 15 minutes just by putting out drama out there. And it's so easy, man. And we as people in the media, man, they make it so easy for cats like that to become celebrities,
mm-hmm.
you know, overnight celebrities by focusing on that nonsense all the time.
Right. You know, my thing is this with all that drama. I mean, like you said, it's just people trying to maintain the spotlight. And if it's that serious where you got to keep your finger in some crap, then by all means, go for it. But, I mean, I don't get it. Get your money and go home and be happy. You know, like, that's how I feel, for real, for real.
Yeah, I don't get that, man. I just don't, you know, just it's nonsense, man. Focus on something a little bit more positive, man. I mean, I don't know. I just think it's just really stupid stuff to be focusing on, you know. But like I said, people just want to do anything these days to get their 15 minutes, to get their 10 minutes, you know, of fame. And like I said, you know, we as people, you know, we as human beings and even the media, man, we make it so easy for cats like that to become famous, man. I'm like, I just feel like if we ignore that nonsense, then they're going to be just as, they're going to be the same nobodies that they were before they started all that nonsense.
Right.
They're nobody now. Let them stay a nobody.
I agree, because it's unnecessary, for real, for real. And certain things give negative looks to certain people. Like, I mean, like when, you know, I don't want to shout out anybody's shows, but like when the black women, when they get on there fighting and acting crazy, like that makes the rest of us kind of look, you know what I'm saying?
Is this what they do? Even like today, even like these days, man, it's getting so bad. You know, like I mentioned before, it's getting so bad now. Like people that's winning the lottery and all that stuff, it's like it's getting bad. You know, people can't even win the lottery without being concerned about whether or not somebody gonna try to kill them and take their money.
Oh yeah, it's getting ruthless out here. Like people. And they jacking some of everybody, for real. And the sad thing
and it's
is,
it's like the one dude that won a million off the scratch off he got, and I think after he took the lump sum, he ended up coming out with like 400,000 or 500,000. But Well, after he received that, he went to the crib and, you know, got him something to eat. Family was there, got him something to eat, went to bed, and he woke up in the middle of the night screaming in pain, and then the dude died.
Oh, wow.
And then come to find out, he was somebody had poisoned him.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
That's serious.
I was like, damn, is that bad where you feel like you got to kill somebody to get money? Is it that bad?
Yeah,
the thing that I truly don't understand and will never understand is people who think that they got to do something ruthless like that to get something or get some money. I mean, do they honestly think that a major act like that, do they honestly think that they're getting away with it? Because when it boils down to it, you know, not to hit them with the religious angle, but when it all boils down to it, when your judgment day come, you got to answer for that.
Right.
True.
Well, not only that, karma, something else, like you may have thumped somebody off to get their money. Somebody probably plotting on you, too. You get what I'm saying? So sometimes what comes around goes around, and that can't.
Man, I'd be sitting there like, damn, do they actually think they're getting away with that? Do they think that it's just cool to just kill somebody to get their money? Or, you know, I mean, it's like when you hear about petty crime that be going on, especially like in Chicago and stuff. I know, you know, it's bad out there, and you hear about petty crimes with people killing people for cell phones, or iPads. Mm-hmm. Okay, you kill somebody and get their iPad. Was it really necessary? Was it necessary to take somebody's life for a small little electronical device?
Right. You know what's sad, though? This is unfortunate, but what's going to happen is people, for real, you can't let everybody know what you have. You know, like, I mean, sometimes you have to keep your stuff at home. Don't let people in your house. Don't brag around people, because some people are listening, and if they don't have it, some people, they're just taking it. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no in between. They'll just take yours, and if you don't want to give it up, they'll take your life. So, you know, just be humble, be thankful for the things that you have, but just remember, it's people out there that don't have it and they want it, so
that's
you have to be cautious.
You know, I guess you just got to keep those. You're right. You got to keep those things secret, man, because that's horrible. I really don't understand that.
Or don't take it around people that don't have it. You get what I'm saying? Like, I think a lot of times people, especially in the hood, you know, a lot of people, if they live in hood rich, that, you know, to other people, it looks like you're doing good. So if you're doing good, I'm not doing good, and I want what you got, you know, it's over with for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, unfortunately, that's some people's mindset.
Yep.
And go ahead, Meech.
I said that's true, you know, because the way everything is going down now, you know, the economy is so bad, and then you got people that just don't know the way people are raised now, they just don't care. It's all about me. I got to get mine. And if you in the way you stop me from getting mine, I'm going to take care of you real quick and get it over with. That's
right.
I just
don't understand that. I mean, I grew up in the hood. I remember having some bad times, you know, some seriously bad times growing up. But I guess, like Ray said, I guess it's just the mindset, because I remember having some bad times growing up, man. But it never crossed my mind to beat somebody and put them in a hospital or kill somebody just to take something. I mean, that just never crossed my mind. That never crossed my mind.
Yeah. It's like a breakdown in brotherly love somewhere. Like, I mean, it used to be a time when people, you know, really cared about the other person. It don't seem like that's really going on in this time frame.
It's not. You're right. It's really not going on. And like I said, hopefully people can get their acts together, man, because it's going to start, you know, if stupid situations and incidents keep going on, you know, the government and a lot of these law enforcement organizations are going to be taking real drastic measures to stop a lot of this stuff from going on, because people are getting tired of losing loved ones to nonsense. So
right.
It's going to start getting bad. I'm telling you, people, right now, I can't even remember the term right off, the military term off the top of my head.
Martial law? You talking about martial law?
If they start talking martial law, oh, man, it's a rap, ladies and gentlemen. It's a rap on the freedom. Because when they start talking martial law and you out past that curfew, ain't no questions asked, you getting shot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Ain't no questions asked. When they start talking martial law,
they're popping off.
That means you know, it's, excuse the lingo, but that means the shit didn't hit the fan.
Yeah.
It didn't hit the fan. Basically, so if people don't want to be like that, y'all might want to really think twice about a lot of this nonsense that's going on. But
that's why a lot of these states are giving everybody's concealed license, because they're gonna eliminate one or the other. Everybody going, because you're gonna be always worried that this, okay, if I run up on this person, he probably got a gun too, and he probably waiting on me. And
that's real.
That's why, like, a lot of states that got concealed license, they don't have a big crime rate. You know, they got the whole breaking and entering, but they don't got, you know, straight on robbery, because they know this person in front of me probably got a gun on them. And you're talking about some states, little 70 and 80 year old ladies that can barely walk is packing heat.
Man,
that's
crazy. I definitely got some info on some crazy things that they're doing or talking about doing to stop a lot of this stuff, but I'm going to bring that up a little later in the show. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, India Saturday, the hour show getting in. It's your boy D Slay, Ray Cole, meet you, D. We in the building. I'm going to play. It's time to kick off the Forever Freestyle Double Play. I got some Legato Shine and my girl Nitty Scott, the MC, with some of their freestyles right here on the Forever Freestyle Double Play. When we come back, hopefully we'll be getting in with my girl Navasha Dea, who's going to be in the building with us, and we're going to be talking with her about, you know, everything that she's working on and her music and what she's got coming up for the future. Right now, Forever Freestyle Double Play, Legato Shine, Cannon Freestyle, Nitty Scott MC, Bad Salt Freestyle. Let's go.
Big boy rap, big boy rap, rap. This is big boy rap, big boy rap, big boy rap, rap.
This is big boy rap.
First of all, let me say, I am not a game. This ain't Ross Meek Mills, I am not Wayne. No disrespect to them, but we are not the same. If you like them, fine, but come and fuck with Shine. We all young black men on the front line. Rollies on my arm, but I don't fuck with one time. Remember life? Round here we got the gun line. Cross that point and you won't be home for lunch. Fine, fine. I once was a hustler, ain't none changed though, still keep a dame, low in the range, trying to read my brain, working on a rent money, shorty keep the change, I searched and I seen, rather I done lived all the shit that you done dreamed, I've been in magazines, I grace TV screens, but I want the bigger bucks, six ain't enough, I'm talking eight figures, nigga plush. Can I breathe? If it ain't about the money, then it must be about the cheese. I am liable to fiend, those without it call it greed. I'ma go for what I want and take what I need. Eight ball corner pocket, game on. Arizona hot, still brainstorm. What's the sense of rapping when it's the same song? Who used to get shot? The nigga that same dog. Yet I'm a marksman, deli with a sharp pin. Losing ain't an option. Stop the beat right here. I'ma say this shit for the first and last time.
Losing ain't a
option. All I do is win, 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 no matter what the pain. I'm the face of the movement, last run is the game. We all one and the same, stay in your lane. Fuck around and get your career permanent stain. And that's a warning you should heed. Word to my name, cause when it happen, we'll be laughing, you'll be rapping in vain. First of all, let me say, I am not a game. This ain't Ross Meek Mills, I am not Wayne. No disrespect to them, but we are not the same. But if you like them, fine, but come and fuck with Shine.
Right.
Big boy
rap.
Right.
This is big boy rap. This is big boy rap.
Big boy rap. mad quick, take a jab at the sad chick, suck a magic. Drop that face like a bad habit. Metal with the devil and a dagger, kids. Never really gave a f like a master knit. Mad in a padded room with a damn casket. Oh, you ain't f with a group, hey, touche. I treat a sucker mother f with a bouquet. Black hippie with it, on my skin's groove, eh? Feeling Gucci, and he's on a roof, eh? Mad cause I'm sipping on Fouché. Looking like new prey, soft in a souffle. No, I'm on top like a toupee. Fouché causing a fiasco, Lupe. And I stick to my sh, no Velcro. Everybody know we in a place like Melrose. Hell froze under my shell toes, flick clips to the elbows, hell no. See, it's all about the details, couldn't get a call from a label or an email. With a female, motherfucking retail, thinking she frail, I'ma derail. I'ma turn the tables and you bout to learn that I like the bridge and I watch it burn. Knock your urn and I block your turn, I pop your kernel, I'm not concerned. Wait, but if I dedicate this, probably make a funny famous. Gracious, they be trying to test patience, but I never let them, never sweat them in they faceless. Rather have my people going ape. Facelift for the A-list pace. Whole world caught up in the matrix. Third eye wide, now back to the basics. Roll that, that's my shit. Boombox fam, that's my click. Whole rap gang, that's my bitch. And they get sick quick when I'm in that whip. Catch my drift. Push so strong, they can catch my whiff. I don't buy that sucker shit. So mother, the government, damn. I'm about to go ham. If you a goat, give a damn if you a lamb. Creep while you sleep, we be lurking in the water. Coming for the slaughter and I'm puffing with your daughter. World order, loony is a goon with a mood disorder. Shout out to my true supporters, clocking on them Brooklyn corners. Take it straight to the vein, yeah, that blast to the brain, yeah, that acid rain. Fly so high, I was born on a plane. Always told my n****s I would never play the lane game, but the fame game be the same thing. Road to the riches for the main lane, started from the bottom, so it's everything a gang main. G's up, down, nigga, bang, bang. I don't give a f- what you claim or your chain hang. Flame bangs in a whole damn game, same. Make your favorite rapper have a name change, dang. Feel me? Hey, don't be mad if my b- got more hits than your mixtape. We too seasoned to be salty over here. Your whole ass. 2013. Jelani, cut that shit. We out.
Yeah, yeah, back again. Back again. Any Up Saturday, D Slate. Ray Cole, Mitri D, we in the building. That was the Forever Freestyle Double Play. Legato Shine, Nitty Scott MC. And getting it in like that, playing the hits, you already know how we do it. Ladies and gentlemen, right now it's time for us to introduce our next guest for tonight. I'll tell you, she has some incredible music, and you guys are absolutely going to love it. Because tonight we're going to be giving you guys a D-Hour Show world premiere of her single, Iwapeli. And we're going to be playing it. I love that song, incredible song, and we're going to be hitting you guys with that tonight. Best known as the lead singer and founding member of the Baltimore-based soul jazz band Fertile Ground, Navasha Deya has performed throughout the world and has shared the stage with many incredible artists such as Q Mascella, Angelique Kidjo, Chaka Khan, Rochelle Pharrell, Erykah Badu, Jill Scott, India Ari, Bilal Common, Zap Mama, Run DMC, Anthony Hamilton, Roberta Flack, and many, many others. As a songwriter, Navasha Deya's compositions have been remixed by the world's top DJs and producers and have been released as recordings. In addition to recording her highly anticipated solo album, Navasha has been performing spot dates internationally to support her recent offering on Shoya Akino's Destiny album, which is receiving internationally acclaim. Navasha Deya's impact on the world reaches far beyond the stage and walls of the recording studio. Navasha, as an artist with a purpose, captivating audiences and winning the hearts of fans from Baltimore to Tokyo. And now, definitely getting ready to captivate the fans right here on the D-Hour Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D-Hour Show welcome to the beautiful Miss Navasha.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Hello. I'm very well, very well.
Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. It's definitely a pleasure to have you on the show, and I just want to say I love your music. I love your music.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely. Now, definitely my first question for you was tell us a little bit about the new album project and the inspiration that went into that.
Oh, wow. Well, it's very exciting. So basically, it was just, okay, it's really twofold. Musically, those songs just came to me. It wasn't like a theme I thought about or anything like that. Those songs just came, and when it's time to put the music out, I put it out. And those are the songs that made on the album. The title, Rebirth Above Ground, is an old nod to my my time. Can you hear me?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, just checking. Is a nod to my roots and being a co-founder and former lead singer, front woman for Fertile Ground for all those years. So ground, you know, a nod to that as well as, you know, being an independent artist versus an underground artist and my acclaim to that as well. So if anything, it's just really a continuation of what I've done before. On this album, however, I wrote all the songs, produced it, arranged it and all that. And I have a lot of instrumentation. However, I, you know, wrote the music beforehand, and then you had musicians that play with me, record it with me in the studio. And it's just a really, really wonderful experience just sharing this music with everyone, just kind of what's in my head. And just I received a lot of good responses so far, and I'm very thankful.
Well, I can understand why, because like I said, you have some incredible music, and Iwapeli is definitely one of my favorites, and I definitely can't wait for everybody to hear that tonight. I have my co-hosts in the building. Ray, do you have any questions for Navasha?
Yes, I'm going to ask the same ones I asked the last guys we just interviewed. What are your most, or what is one of your most memorable moments as an artist, and what advice would you give to up-and-coming artists about the music business?
Okay. One of my most inspiring experiences, oh, I have a lot of them, so I'm trying to think. I wasn't really prepared for that question. But I remember I remember performing in New York at a festival, a DJ festival, and it was really great. And the audience was like a freaking fame or something. They were all dancing like professionals. It was just wonderful because it felt like a party. Like I was with them, and it was like we were exchanging this energy, and it was just really amazing. Another wonderful moment, well, Japan, and I was singing a song called Be Natural, and the Japanese folk were just singing with me when they normally just sit there politely looking at you. And I was able to cultivate an energy where they were able to feel comfortable enough to let loose and sing and move, which is kind of a formal way in certain clubs and things in Tokyo, Japan. The last one I want to say is that I had a show a long time ago where a young lady was coming to see me perform. And she had bindis on her head. She didn't have a feather in, but she was coming to see Navasha Dea. And she had her regalia imitating what I wear. And I just thought that was so beautiful because she was not afraid to be, you know, herself and to, and she showed her, you know, her admiration. And it just really touched me that someone young paid attention that way. And I just, you know, those are the folk that stay with you. That she'll be 50 and I'll be prayerfully here still. And, you know, she'll be with me and sharing with her friends about this music. And she's a child, you know, so. Those are some of my memorable moments.
Okay.
You asked me about the music. So, music business, up-and-coming artists, yeah. So there are three major companies that run the industry, period, on a major level. And I would say that, you know, be mindful who you associate with, create great relationships. Try to find your folk, like if you want to do the producer of tracks route, or the band route, just find people you feel good with. Be patient with the journey and work on yourself, because to me, I personally believe your self-development directly relates to your art. And so what you put out affects that. And even if your art is great, there's artists who are really unhappy and they're crazy before they go on shows and people talk about their crazy life. And that doesn't have to be that way. I'm not like that. I know a lot of artists who are not like that, where it's just unreasonable requests and just dramatic and all that. Some of that has to do with, you know, their feelings and emotions inside themselves. And so this all money, you know, people are rich and they're doing great things and we see that, but at home you don't know what they're going through. So just be mindful of what we see on TV is not always the real deal. It's not as fantastic as people think it is in the industry. The last thing I would say is, what is their purpose? What is your purpose of doing art? What is your intention? What do you want people to say about you when you leave this earth? What do you want your memory to be? What do you want your legacy to be? And what example do you want to make? And I think a lot of artists don't think about that right now. They just kind of selfishly think about themselves. I'm just doing art for art. No, traditionally, you know, artists are healers and artists are griots or sharing the information of the people or the story of the people. There's an art to art. There's a craft. It's not that, you know, you put out something. There's a quality and a certain lineage and mentorship that we all need as artists. And find a mentor. Find someone who's doing what you want to do, that's either if it's business or, you know, musically, and humble yourself to know that, you know, a lot of young folk are not feeling like they need assistance or mentorship, but it's the cycle of life. Every culture, every facet of our culture and the world has mentorship. You have a martial arts master. You have wax on, wax off. You don't know why, but the teacher is wise enough to know why. So how about we don't know everything and let's get mentors? I have mentors. I have wonderful teachers. I still look for them, and I met some today. I'm really thankful. And I continue to want to grow as an artist and as a woman. And I think if artists really paid attention to that part of themselves as a man or a woman growing, and then doing their art as well as an expression of that, that's a gift from the creator, and then also, you know, really tune into why they want to do it so that they're always happy. Because you can be unhappy and have millions of dollars. So if you know why you're doing it, you know, you have a better chance to continue to have joy in this
journey. That was very inspiring.
Absolutely. I agree. I think that everything you said was truly important. I think the one to me that definitely stands out is for artists to really think about what's important and what type of impact that they want to make. And I think you're right. A lot of artists don't think about that. And I think that's truly one of the most important things. You really want to, as an artist, you want to ask yourself, what kind of impact do I want to make, a positive impact? Do I want to make on everybody, and what am I going to be remembered for? So I can really, truly appreciate that advice. Mitra, you have any questions for Navash?
She just hit everything on point. I couldn't even think of nothing. After she started going, I was like, yo, she already answered everything. I know everybody else sitting around going, wow, that is so true.
it was very inspirational, and I think, and like you said, you hit on a lot of points that I think a lot of up-and-coming artists need to pay attention to, because, like, a lot of times people kind of forget the purpose and why they're doing it and, you know, kind of just see the dollar sign.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Navasha, right now we're going to go ahead and definitely give everybody the world premiere of your single, Iwapeli. Tell us a little bit about that song, your song, Iwapeli.
So Iwapeli is
the title,
yes,
because I know the title was very, is very interesting.
Yes. So Iwapeli is Yoruba for gentle character, and in the culture, you know, if it's called self-realization, self-actualization, but learning how to live your life where you're really at peace all the time is a mastery, and it's a journey, actually. And so being gentle character is basically the English translation to the word Iwapeli. And it's a story to, you know, what I kind of believe in and what I try to live my life as. My name, Navasha Dea or Dea, means compassionate towards all beings, and I try to live my life in that way, in a sense of staying in a certain place of balance, a certain place of being empathetic to certain situations and people. And the song is kind of a cry out to people to kind of remember that part of ourselves, to not be so involved with our own issues that we can't have a kind and listening ear and make, you know, not make everything about ourselves. The other thing is that I do a lot of vocal percussion, and so that's in this song as well. A lot of the percussion you hear is vocal percussion and certain little chants and stuff and everything, and that's something I do as well, which is a little more indigenous. And indigenous, what I mean is like cultures that are not the norm or colonialism. Just kind of giving a nod to that and honoring that part of my voice, you know, because I really love music from other cultures, and I actually sing songs from other cultures. So Iwapeli is a call out and a reminder of us, you know, being more compassionate towards each other, which is the root of a lot of the religions that, you know, we practice is about that. So it's just a nod out in a non-religious, you know, gospel way. Not that that's bad. I love gospel too, but you know, in a nice groove, you know. So that's
Imo
Pele.
I love it.
Hope you like it.
Well, we're definitely gonna hit them with it right now, ladies and gentlemen. The D Hour Show, Indie Up Saturday world premiere of Navasha Deya's single Imo Pele, right here on Indie Up Saturday. We got more when we come back. Don't go nowhere. Imo Pele right here, Navasha Deya. Let's go.
Be gentle.
Yeah, yeah, back again. Diablo Show, Indie Up Saturday. That was the Diablo Show world premiere of Iwapeli by the beautiful Miss Navasha Deya joining us right here on Indie Up Saturday. Incredible song. I love that song. It's
Thank you.
I just love the vocals. I love the music. I love everything that you're doing with that song. And that's definitely why it's one of my favorites. I have one last really important question for you. Now, when you think about the music industry, and I really like to know, your opinion on this, but you think about the music industry now and some of the new music and today's music that's being aired on a lot of mainstream radio. A lot of the new music is really getting some negative feedback from a lot of the fans, especially a lot of the older fans who've been listening to music for a long time. But it's been getting a lot of negative feedback. And I just wanted to know, why do you think that some of the new music and some of the new artists are getting such negative feedback from a lot of the fans that, especially a lot of the fans who've been listening to music for a long time, but why do you think some of the new music is getting such negative feedback?
Well, it depends on who you're talking about, so I'm not really clear exactly. Are you talking about like more pop artists or soul artists?
More of the pop music and R&B music. It's just really getting a lot of negative feedback these days.
Oh, people are not liking the music, you mean?
Exactly.
I'm not really a purist all the way I am, but I'm also non-judgmental, so I appreciate art. I think that soul music is being neglected by the industry and as it relates to getting awards for it. So most of the music right now is starting to, like, people are trying to make money. And so we're producing some, and this is not everybody, certain people are producing music in a more pop vein. And I think people really want to hear soul music. People want to be, and soul music is definitely black music in the sense of the roots of it. But at the same time, it's music that touches you, that makes you go, wow. Like, you listen to Otis Redding and Curtis Mayfield, and you're just like, dang, glad this night is. They just hold a note out. You're just like, wow. And people are really hungry for that. And a lot of people, I'm a voice person, so some people sing and they can have a beautiful voice. But the energy behind it is there, and the life and stuff. So I think people are missing the roots of soul. And I think that the industry is trying to white out soul music and independent music, and it tears people away from wanting to make music that really touches you. I mean, I've had experiences where you can talk to a producer and they're like, this would sell, this would don't sell, and that's real. And people may not even want to work with you unless you're going to make music that they know is out right now. But how about we be innovative, and we're going to influence the industry and tell them, and the people can tell the people what they want. The people know better. So I think that's maybe somewhat. I don't really know exactly why the artists are doing that exactly, or the audience. But I like a lot of the music that's out right now. I like some of the music that's out right now, and I don't have a major opinion about that. I just know that I'm definitely fighting for soul music. I'm definitely fighting for true soul music, and soul music is not a specific genre. It's singing soulfully over any style, and it's evoking a certain spirit in any genre of music. So that's my answer, and it's a very loaded question because it's so detailed, because you have to look at each artist, what genre, what fan, it's kind of like interesting, but that's what I would say at this point.
Absolutely. Well, I can definitely appreciate, and I definitely agree with your thoughts about that, and I do think that the industry definitely has a lot to do with that, because you're right, a lot of people are just really trying to make money, and a lot of the emphasis in the creativity of the music is kind of lacking. So I think that could be a big reason why a lot of fans, don't appreciate it as much. You're right. There are quite a few artists that are producing some great soul music.
Mm-hmm.
So, definitely, shout outs to them. So I agree with you. I think that, definitely needs to be more concentration on, some of the creativity and everything that goes into producing great music. And I just, first and foremost, I want to say for myself, it was definitely an honor and a pleasure to have you on the show. Like I said before, I love your music, and
Thank
we're going to consistently keep on playing your music, and we're definitely going to keep it in rotation. And as far as we're concerned at the D-Hour Radio Network, you're no longer a guest. You're a family member now.
Aww.
And we're going to keep supporting you and everything that you're doing, and definitely keep telling everybody about you and keep telling everybody to request your music and listen to your music as well.
Thank you so much.
Mitri, you have any closing comments for Navasha?
Just keep doing what you're doing because we loving it over here. Definitely, I love the song. I'm loving the music.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Ray, you have any closing comments for Navasha?
Yes, I just wanted to say you have a very strong and beautiful voice. My apprentice, he's listening in tonight, and he was giving you the thumbs up the entire time. So you definitely got two fans over here. And also, I was looking at your bio or your page earlier, and I just wanted to say you seem like a very beautiful, spirited person. Like, I can appreciate the energy that you bring and the messages that you try to promote in your music. So keep
Thank
up the good
so
work
much.
And, you know, blessings and happy thoughts towards you.
Thank you. Thank you. And can I say thank you so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate the questions. I appreciate the support because, you know, without the DJs, how do we get our music to everyone? You could do a show, but the airwaves and the internet and the blog and all that gets a lot of people. So I want to send my appreciation to you and to, you know, all the DJs, you know, big up to all the DJs. And you can find me on Facebook, Navasha Dea. Please like my page, people. And NavashaDea.com is my website. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And again, like I said, thank you so much for joining us. We love your music. You have some incredible music, and we're definitely going to keep playing it. And it's a lovely Saturday night, so you definitely enjoy your Saturday night and definitely stay
thank
blessed.
Thank you. You too.
Take care.
All right, y'all. All right, peace.
Have a good one.
You too. Okay, peace.
It's the NDF Saturday D-Hour Radio Network. That was the beautiful Miss Navasha Dea joining us on the show. Wonderful, wonderful woman. She has some incredible music. And definitely make sure you guys check her out on Facebook and Twitter as well, and definitely check out her music. And keep requesting her music. You know, I just want to say that I'm going to be creating, for all the fans that are listening within the next couple of days, I'm going to be creating a request page on Facebook and Twitter for any of the fans that would like to have requests and hear some requests on the show. I'm going to be creating that for everybody. So if you have any requests for any indie music or any of the celebrity music that you hear us playing, if you got any requests for any of that stuff, any of that music, definitely make sure you guys keep a lookout for that. I'm going to be creating that for within the next couple of days so you guys can put out your requests. If you have any requests that you like to listen to on the D-Hour Radio Network, need it be R&B, hip-hop, or gospel, we're definitely going to have that for you guys. And right now, we're going to take a quick music break, and when we come back, you know, we're going to be closing it out for you guys and getting it in like we always do. It's the D-Hour Show's Indie Up Saturday, D-Slate, Ray Cole, Mitri D. We're definitely in the building. Make sure you guys don't go nowhere. It's my girl, Latasha Lee, Mr. Postman, right here on the D-Hour Show, Indie Up Saturday.
And like I do, shorty.
Take you by the hand, lay you down, you never stand.
While riding this roller coaster.
an earthquake up in this room. You will never forget all the things I did when I am through.
Let's have a one night stand.
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 Baby girl, I can't even front. It's you that I want, and tonight I'm gonna show you, oh. I'll make you feel real comfortable. I'll take it slow, considering you never done this before. View this as a special night, right before I catch my flight. Baby, I'ma do you right, let me feel your appetite. We can go all night long.
All night long, girl.
Fantasy. Trust me, baby, I'ma be rocking you straight to sleep. I ain't tryna play, I'm just tryna get right in them sheets. Knocking all against the wall, pulling on the cover so hard. I ain't tryna be your man. You know this is a one night stand. Oh.
I'ma make your body shake like an earthquake up in this room. You will never forget all the things I did when I am through.
Let's have a one night stand.
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 I'ma make your body shake like an earthquake up in this room. You will never forget all the things I did when I am through.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back. Welcome back to the Hour Show, Indie Up Saturday, D Slate. Ray Cole, Meetri D. We're in the building right now playing the hits. You already know how we do it. That was my man Elliot Nichols with One Night Stand. Before that, Glory Days would die forever. My girl Latasha Lee with Mr. Postman playing the hits, getting in like that as well. We're in the wind down time right now. I want to take this time to thank everybody for tuning into the D Hour Radio Network, Indie Up Saturday tonight. We had another wonderful show as always, and we wouldn't have wonderful shows without you guys supporting and listening to us, and without all the indie artists that we support and who we showcase. We definitely thank you guys for creating such great music, and we're going to continue to keep showcasing that and playing it for everybody, and just giving the world an opportunity to hear something new, and that's what it's all about. Real quick for my peoples. You know, when you guys are out and you get ready to get in the car in the parking lot, and you go into your car in the parking lot and you see a couple out there kissing, you know, and hugging each other, you know, do you guys automatically think like, okay, them two must be cheating on somebody? Because think about it, because you're thinking to yourself like, okay, If they came together, or they going, or they leaving together, whatever, why are they hugging and kissing in the parking lot? They could do that. They can wait till they get back to the crib for that, or wherever it is they're going, or whatever the case may be. But if they came separately or whatever, and you see them doing that, do you automatically think, okay, they cheating on somebody?
You are such a conspiracy theorist.
Yes.
Like, that's not the first thing I would think. I mean, I get where you're coming from, but I really like, well, if they young, I'm like, young love. If they older, you know, they just out and enjoying each other's company. But I mean, that's not the first thing. Cheating doesn't come to my mind.
What about you, Mitchell?
Oh, man, that's crazy. You be coming off the wall.
You be coming off the wall for real.
But it's like that though. You think about it though, because it's like you thinking to yourself like, okay, you looking at them.
Okay.
Uh oh.
Did we lose him? We lost a man.
I think we may have.
He probably hit the mute button. You know how he got all excited about the conversation.
I mean, I guess him and his conspiracies, you know.
Sorry about that, y'all. I think somebody that was probably caught cheating probably got mad at me busting them out like that.
And put me on mute
like that. But I'm back, though. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to be silenced about it. You know what I'm saying? But I think that, it's just like you thinking to yourself, like, okay, man, you know what I'm saying? They just going to town with each other. You're like, man, they must be cheating on somebody. They got to be cheating on somebody.
It ain't always true.
I mean, I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I mean, you know, it could be, you know, but just, you know, I'm pretty sure all the cats out there that is getting they cheat on whatever are probably like, dude, why are you busting us out like that, man? Ooh, damn.
Now I'm probably going to think that every time I see somebody kissing, I'm like, well, I wonder if that's his girl or if that's a man. Thanks.
What I'm saying, though, you thinking like, okay, if they came with each other, well, you know, I mean, love is real, but damn, is it really that real? You know, you're thinking like, okay, are they going to, you know, they couldn't even wait till they got in the car or went to the crib. So you're thinking to yourself, like, if they came and just met each other up there, you think like, okay, they met each other up there. They must be cheating on somebody.
Well, if you see them coming from the room, then maybe. But it's like if they just out. Well, I don't know. I don't think that's the first thing you should think.
No doubt. Just throwing it out there for my people. You know what I'm saying? Just throwing it out there. You know, a little something for y'all to think about.
Why can't they just have love for each other still, man? Everybody ain't got to be cheating, man.
Oh, Lord.
Woo! D-Hour Show Radio Saturday, baby. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Mitra, you got any closing comments for the people?
Everybody just be safe out here. You know, this world is getting kind of tough. But, you know, we're going to keep bringing y'all this good music, and we'll see y'all next week.
No doubt. Ray, you got any closing comments for the people?
Keep grinding, keep hustling, and keep trying to achieve whatever dreams you set up for yourself. That's all I can tell you.
And stay blessed. Keep doing what you're doing. And stop cheating on each other and kiss when you get home. It's Deep Slate. We got to get all about here. We holler at y'all next time. And tune in to the Covenant Cafe. Tune in to the Covenant Cafe tomorrow with Lamont Ferguson and Poetic Lace, 6:30 Eastern time. We'll get it in with you guys next time. Hey, we'll see you.
Peace.
Bye.
Tell me who the hottest in the town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet. Giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the birds. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. And 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's a D-Hour Show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship. The hottest spaceship, show. We love the underground artists. Yeah.